ESPN 580 Orlando's Live, Local, and Loud.
Welcome back. It's Live, Local, and Loud here on ESPN 580. We're broadcasting from the Victory Casino Cruises Studios, home of the only legal sports book in Central Florida. He's Jerry Daniels. I'm Nick Runowitz. Kay Rollins joining us. We've been talking to her for the last half hour. It's been a very good conversation about Orlando City, the origins of how they came over from Austin, Texas, of course, rose up through the USL Pro ranks, and of course now have blossomed into an MLS franchise here in Orlando. And of course, the Jason Kreiss era is underway here in Orlando. He'll take over the team playing the New England Revolution this weekend. You can get in touch with the show at 844-225-5580. We're taking your calls, your questions for Kay. You can also text them to us at 21232 and send them to us on Twitter at ESPN Orlando and at ESPN 580 Nick.
As mentioned, lines are open, 844-225-5580. This segment's brought to you by our friends at Orlando Dodge. Find out why. For 40 years, they've been the number one family-owned dealership in Orlando. I myself drive a Ram 1500. It's the best car I've ever driven, and I drive some pretty nice vehicles. So check them out at OrlandoDodge.com. Right now on the line, we've got...
That was a very nice sponsored humble brag.
Yeah, it was
that
a
was
little
well.
Humble
I mean,
brag.
Like, everyone can humble brag. They can't do it during a sponsorship read, though. That was nice. That was well done, Jerry. I like that.
I've had a few nice vehicles in my past. Anyways, right now on the line from Winter Park, we have Bill. Bill, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. And, Kay, you're awful brave coming on with Jerry Daniels and crew. They are tough. Real tough.
Thank you.
I've just got to tell you, I've been here all my life, which is a long time, and I have seen folks come and go from this community and come into the community and go through the motions of being involved, but never have we seen anything like you and Phil, who have come into this community, embraced it, been involved, and been embraced by this community. So it's so much more than bringing the beautiful game to this town. It's all of the stuff you have done for so many organizations and for this community in general. It is an absolute pleasure to have you here, and I just wanted to tell you.
Oh, thank you so much. That's really sweet.
Now,
thank
Bill, you're in Winter Park there. Did you hear that the only reason why she's here is because she was snookered into thinking Winter Park
I
was
a... that, and I didn't want to say anything about it, and but Winter Park, Orlando, Winter Garden, wherever the folks love them, and folks realize what they have done for this town and this area. So thanks a lot. Thanks for having Kay on tonight, Jerry.
Yeah, thank you very much, Bill. Funny thing is, and I don't want to cause you any more grief, but I remember back in 2012 coming into your offices a lot, and the one thing I always remember was is your small little office piled up with things that you guys were giving away to charities everywhere. I mean, I know that's
still
not the
same
big part of your job, but it seems to be part of your job. I mean,
well, the only thing that's changed is I have some more staff, and
okay.
I have people who actually do that now.
Okay. But I just remember seeing it was almost like you built a fort, you know,
oh, yeah,
to protect yourself.
Baskets,
and
gift
every
bags.
Charity event I'm at, there's something there from Orlando City. And, you know, a lot of people think, oh, they're a big organization. That's a lot of work. I mean, you've got to put it along, you get the autographs, you know,
sure,
annoy the players. Luke Bowden, you better come in here and sign this week, you know.
Sure.
We got another caller on the line. Barb, welcome to Live, Local, and Loud. You got a question for Kay Rollins?
I do, and I've meant to ask this for a while. I need you to tell me, what is futsal?
Okay, futsal. It's just another name for mini soccer. So,
is this like duck pin?
No, what happened was MLS have a Major League Soccer have their own charity as well, and they have a thing called MLS Works, and they decided to do this program where they would give futsal courts to each of the teams. So they would give them money, and we've now decided, we call them mini pitches now because nobody knows what futsal is. When we went to, we were actually lucky enough to go to Brazil a couple of years ago for the World Cup. And when you come, when you go anywhere at night, there are people playing futsal. So it's just soccer, but it's on a mini-sided. It's almost like playing indoor soccer, but outside on a
I don't want to give Kieran a free plug, but it's something similar to that.
Yeah, it's like tennis court size.
Okay.
So we've actually, our foundation, we're building. We've done five so far. We've got one more coming up, and we're going to keep doing them. And the idea with that is you can fit a soccer pitch into an urban area where you can't land, obviously, a huge soccer field. And then what we
Does this upset Alex Wolf because it's not on a street?
No,
he loves his street soccer.
He does love his street soccer, yeah. But you won't miss them. The first one we did is at Jackson, right in the middle of Paramore.
Okay.
It's a purple. Of course, it's purple. And then what we do is we run programming. So we're there three times a week for 90 minutes. We do 60 minutes of the vigorous exercise is what they call it. And then 30 minutes is nutrition education. We talk to them about respect for their, you know, for everyone, attitude, self-discipline, teamwork, all of those great things that you learn from doing a team sport. So does that answer your question?
Barb, is that good?
It does.
All right.
That's awesome. And you're still putting those out there, right?
Yes.
That's all through the foundation.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the things we started adding, we realized we were teaching nutrition education in areas that are food deserts. So basically places where access to fresh fruit and vegetables is just really difficult. And so we started thinking about, well, how can we solve that piece of it? So we just, in April, we did our very first community garden. So it's right by the Citrus Bowl at Rock Lake. There's a mini pitch going in as well. So now we can talk about nutrition education and then they can actually see it for themselves. We put the garden in April and the city have sent me photographs this morning and it's unbelievable. There's corn growing, there's beans, there's zucchini already. So this is areas where people, you know, they're low income families. And as I say, the access just isn't there. There isn't a Publix around the corner where you can just run in and buy an apple. So, we're pretty excited about adding that piece to our programming.
All right, Barb, thank you very much for calling in. Lines are open, 844-225-5580. Got to get to two more things here. Stoke City friendly yesterday out at the Titan Sport Complex. For those of you who don't know, that is the Melbourne complex that OCB plays at.
Mm-hmm.
Any heart divided when Orlando plays Stoke City? You want to tell the listeners a little bit about the history there?
That's a tough one because obviously that's my first love, if you like. So, my first ever team that I supported, I was a season ticket holder from when I was about 11 years old. Obviously, Phil was a minority owner at Stoke City as well.
Sure.
So obviously a big piece of our hearts will always be Stoke City.
Sure.
But you know what? I wanted Orlando City to win so bad.
Now they say friendly, but I was at that 2012 match. We had Jeff on yesterday over at what was at the time Citrus Bowl, and it got a little chippy, as you guys say over there.
Yeah.
How was it? I didn't get a chance to go this week.
A little
chippy as well.
A little chippy, yeah, but not too bad. But no, it was great, and it's nice for them, you know, to come out. They're really enjoying being here. They're a great group of guys. We've had some teams here who haven't been quite as pleasant. That's all I'm going to say.
We'll leave it there, yeah.
But these are people from Stoke, so they're obviously going to be great.
Now, real quick, Potters.
Yes.
What the heck is a Potter? Because in Universal Studios here next to Orlando, we think Potters.
Very popular.
Harry
here.
Potter.
Yes.
So what does a Potter mean over there?
Okay, so the area that Stoke is in, Stoke is in Staffordshire, and it used to be the heart of the pottery industry.
All right.
So Wedgwood, Ainslie's, Coalport, all of
those
people.
So no Harry.
No, Harry. No, no, no. It's all about the. I mean, you will still see people from Stoke when they were out in a restaurant. They will pick up a plate and look on the bottom to see where it's made because that's where we're from. And there was always kind of an interest there. But yeah, Wedgwood.
So when
was,
I'm at the, that's what I was going to ask. When I'm at the Epcot British Pavilion and they sell all that china
there
I need to be looking at the bottom of it.
Yes, you do. See where it was made.
All right. One more thing I wanted to get to because you happen to be a woman. And there's this new team here called the Pride.
I know.
Are you shocked that the second biggest name in soccer in Orlando is Alex Morgan? It's a woman. Is that hit you at all? Because in England, the popularity of women's soccer has not been the same as it's been here.
No, and it's kind of that really strange thing where the women have been amazing. Let's be honest here.
Yeah.
They've won Olympic gold.
Yeah.
They've won the World Cup.
Yeah, you guys almost did, but you had an own goal, really ugly own goal.
What have the guys done in this? Nothing so far. So, you know, anyway. But the other thing about Alex is anybody who plays FIFA, which is the world's, I think, the world's most popular game.
Sure.
Who's on the front cover? Lionel Messi, and Alex Morgan.
Wow. And all the marketing here is Kaká and Alex Morgan. And her other half plays for Orlando City. And he stated on multiple cases that he ends up taking the picture. Can you? Okay, I'm sorry. I don't know who you are, but can you take a picture of me with Alex?
Seriously, he's awesome, though. He's such a great guy.
All right, it is Kay Rollins, both with the foundation and with Orlando City. Anything I need to know about coming up?
No, just we have a game on Sunday.
You do? So, two games on Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, but we're a home game on Sunday.
A home game on Sunday, and then the Friday on the road.
Yep. Yeah,
and
then they take a little break because obviously we have six players out on international duty at the Olympics.
Sure.
So they're going to take a little break. Thank goodness.
Real quick on that note, you guys are 3 points behind the team you're facing on Sunday. So, what happens when you win that game? You get 3 points. Yes. Yeah, so get out there for ticket information. Visit OrlandoCitySC.com. Still tickets available there at Camping World Stadium.
Of course.
And we're looking forward to the new stadium, and I will be out there as well. Kay Rollins, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
You've been putting up with me since 2010. That's
and
a
I'm
long time.
Here.
Thank you for being part of the show.